Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Don't Knock It Till You Zite It. That is from Johnny Davis at Johnny DAVI5 on Twitter. Usually on Discord, Johnny. What's going on? You on Twitter today? Anyway, thank you for that title. I'm Miles, and I'm joined by the legend herself, the master of all things. I don't even want to know. You're a master of everything, I want to say. Please welcome my guest host, Blair Saki. Hello, Blair.
Oh, what's up, Miles?
There you are.
I'm back. It's great to be here. I'm enjoying myself. I love to be here with you.
Thank you so much. And I can tell, people don't know this, before we recorded, Blair was talking about she never lies. So the way she said that was true. She'll never lie about something. So I'm glad to know that was 100% sincere.
Look, there are certain instances when I lie, but I would say I lie a lot. Like, I don't lie about trivial things like a lot of people.
Gotcha.
I don't want to.
Just big things.
I don't want to say, like, I act like I'm a absolutist perfectionist, because I am not.
No, no one is. And
yeah,
we can't be so rigid. No. But let's talk about what's trending, Blair. Are you a fan of the NBA at all?
Yeah, you know, I am. Growing up in my household, I knew quite a bit just to maintain any sort of conversation with the men around me. Right. And so I used to have an insane amount of knowledge, sort of capping out at around like 2009, 2010, like those years.
Big
Laker years, but it was a lifelong Rays Laker fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm just sort of peripheral, and I get more involved whenever I'm dating someone. But I do like it. It's a good sport. I like the NBA.
Yeah, it's easy to watch. Yeah, basketball is like, it's fast-paced enough that and most of us play it growing up, that you never have to be like, what are the rules?
Yeah,
so you can't just run with the ball down the court and then slam it?
I love to watch basketball.
Well, you know what? A lot of Laker fans are going to be loving watching this next season, or watching with dread. Depends on, you know, sort of your disposition, because the Lakers, it turns out, have signed Carmelo Anthony to a 1-year deal. And now, so that means we're bringing two of the big, like the 1 and 2 draft picks from the year 2003 together in LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, along with many other old players like
Dwight Howard is coming back. Trevor Ariza is coming back. It like we have a very old team, but it's like a lot of people who's like, I need to get that ring. I need a ring.
I got a now we have an incredible vintage basketball team. And my dad, like I gotta call my dad because my dad talked about Trevor Ariza leaving, like the Lakers losing Trevor Ariza for no less than 7 years. As if someone like had really done something horrible to his family. He just thought that was like the biggest loss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it felt good. I'm also another UCLA Bruin. Shout out Bruins. Yeah.
And you know, Russell?
Yeah, we had a core. I mean,
Russell
in Jordan Farmar,
Westbrook
too. Yeah,
we got on the Lakers, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Isn't like, that fucking crazy?
The force is strong. The force
Russell's
is strong.
My friend was my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? Do you think if you saw him now, he'd be like, oh my God, Blaine, it's you.
He would, yeah. We'd say, what's up? How are you? Miss okay. you. What's up?
Damn. See, I knew I should have been good at sports. Then I could have been in proximity of other athletes rather than just being asked to leave the basketball games because I would wander on the court at Poly Pavilion high on Xanax
really?
Asking cheerleaders for their phone numbers. Anyway.
Oh my God.
That was look, it was a rough time. It was 2006. I wasn't on my best behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't on my best. I
was
learning the ropes.
Sure.
Next thing that's trending is Cuomo. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's been embroiled in a lot of allegations over sexual harassment and things like that, retaliation. Well, the report has been released by the Attorney General Tish James, and it's found that yes, sounds like he's sexually harassed several aides. And they also had outside investigators, like, look at this. So there was no bias in the investigation. Said, we want this other party to investigate it. Found that Cuomo created a, quote, hostile work environment rife with fear and intimidation. So he responded by, like, having a 75-page rebuttal and also, like, pictures and video of, like, how he always touches people's faces. Like, when he's doing, like, campaign work or out in the public. And it's like, I don't know what... this defense is exactly like what you're trying to say is happening here.
Yeah, here's countless visual evidence of me harassing people, and that's my defense. All year on.
Yeah,
here.
Look at how I just grabbed this little boy by the jowls and dragged him towards me. That's what I do with everyone. He was like white, black, old.
Yeah,
like you're like, hold on, easy, easy.
Everyone.
I'm an equal opportunity personal space violator.
Yeah.
So. It looks like, it's not a very good defense. Also, his lawyers wrote, just like in their other defense, it would be a pure act of insanity for the governor who is 63 years old and lives life under a microscope to grab an employee's breast in the middle of the workday at his mansion office. That's not a defense. Are you?
I don't think anything will happen. All these guys do is just like, do you think something will happen, Miles?
With
Cuomo?
Maybe. You'd hope so. I don't know.
I mean, look at Biden, look at Trump. All these people have done these things.
I know, but it's like it's always like this thing where they'll catch like the low, like a smaller fish to try and be like, see, we do the right thing when like we don't have to completely upset the balance of power and like, you know,
but
we can
because they can't get those ones, the bigger fish.
Yeah, or just like not the will. I mean, unfortunately, I think societally, like we're not willing to treat of many crimes as like actual crimes, and we focus on like completely the wrong stuff and throwing people in prison or trying to bring people to account for like things that were merely like crimes of survival.
I have to be completely honest with you. I haven't read into like what the actual accusations are, and I not defending him or anything.
No, sure.
I like the idea of like, you know, most of the time where there's smoke, there's fire. But like, What were the accusations?
Like just groping, kissing, like real, just straight up stuff. I haven't read through
kissing?
The entire report, but I remember. Yeah, and believe he tried to kiss someone. Yeah, it's just like it's a lot of, and then like then retaliation against people if they like tried to bring it up. So
scary.
Yeah, it's pretty heinous. And I'm sure his brother Chris will probably be quiet on CNN because like I don't want a conflict of interest, you know?
Right.
It's like help my. Let's move on to a happier story. Simone
okay,
Biles
yeah, sure,
is trending
sure.
because she won the bronze medal on the balance beam. She came
Yay.
Back, did her thing, defended her bronze from Rio. I don't know if people say that, if you defend your bronze from the previous Olympics, but mm-hmm. she medaled. Good for her. It's good to see her, you know, get out there and feel comfortable enough to do it. So
Oh my God, those fucking gymnasts and Simone Biles in particular—they are superhuman, incredible, incredible. Their lives and like, you know, they eat, breathe, sleep like that's their entire life since they're like 10.
Right. And on top of it, having to, and many of them being victims of Larry Nassar on top of it and are still excelling, yet there are many people who are like, I'm just going to take a break for a mental health. I was reading this article too, like in China, a couple of athletes have had to like apologize because they didn't win gold. Like, because people were like pissed, like at the mixed table tennis team because they lost to Japan. And granted, yeah, because Japan had, you know, occupied, there's like, you know, bad history there in Manchuria in the early 20th century and things like that, that there's a very distinct
dishonor your country if you, rivalry there. Don't,
well,
like,
especially against a country
everything.
That they're like, you know, they're like, they violated us. Like we have to, you know, they, again, like for many people, the Olympics is like a moment to sort of have a connection with like your national superiority and things. And like one of the people was like crying in their apology being like, we should have won. I'm so sorry. So it shows you like, The Olympics can get pretty high stakes for many people without acknowledging that these are just people trying to do their best.
Yeah,
so,
sports in general, and we project all of our demons onto these people and act like we own them. Like anytime someone makes a mistake in a Super Bowl or in the first thing I think probably as a former athlete, and I can remember every game that I lost at my own hand also, but I always like feel.
I know you still talk about that Davis tournament from high school.
No. I did hit two balls out in game five to lose to Modern Day my senior year, 15-13. But you got to take the fucking swings, you know? But these gymnasts, like I am, my mind is blown by these people. Like, they are truly superhuman, superhuman.
Yeah. Like, because anybody can run. Like, most people who are able-bodied are able to run or, you know, do certain things like swim or things like that. Running full speed at a vault, launching off, doing all that other shit. I mean, I bet, like, most people would cause themselves serious injury. And I'm sure there's probably a genre of YouTube videos called drunk people trying to do Olympic gymnastics. Or I don't know. Maybe there isn't. All right. Well, let's take a quick second to pay some bills, and we'll be right back after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss,
host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Another item that's trending is Biz Markie, the rapper who passed away recently. His funeral was occurring, I guess, just moments ago. And it was a very star-studded affair. Many good memories, many musicians, actors, everybody coming to pay their respects to Biz Markie. So that, naturally is trending. Did you ever listen to Biz Markie?
I knew the popular, like, mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked.
Okay. Good to know.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I 80s Dookie Chain rap from then, I obviously knew just through osmosis because, like, when I began to be able to remember what was on the radio, like in the late 80s, it would be, you know, New York rap from the early 80s, you know, like mm-hmm. all the Def Jam stuff. But then after that, I think I got more into the golden era of hip hop. I will say that's where I'm more biased towards when it comes to New York rap. But just like a lot of, like, you know, notable people like MC Debbie D, Roxanne Shanté, like people who I just remember hearing like older people talk about. I'm like, oh, wow, the legends came out. But it makes sense because he was a very well-respected rapper. And yeah, man, makes you realize life is very precious. Life is very, very precious.
It really is, Miles. That's why we got to leave it all on the floor right now.
Leave it all on the court. Leave it all on the court. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what I say before every volleyball game. Y'all, let's leave it on the court. You know, that's what we got to do. Lindsey Graham, he's also trending again because now we found out that he was on Joe Manchin's houseboat over the weekend with a few other senators, a few other Democratic senators as well. And people were like, wait, what the fuck? Okay, so you were partying on a houseboat with Joe Manchin or, I don't know, doing some whatever the fuck y'all are doing, your senatorial deals. Along with, numerous Democratic senators, a few of them came out and said they got tested and they tested negative, but we still haven't heard from some of the other people. So keep your eye out on that. And then finally, Olympics downpour is trending. Oh, okay. Just, you know, the Olympics have been a mess in many aspects, but the athletes that had to do track and field events like on Monday, dude, the weather was so awful. It was like torrential downpour in the stadium. And a lot of them, they just let people compete. But they did delay like the discus event because like someone like slipped when they're trying to like throw their discus. A lot of people were like, yo, what the fuck are we doing here? This isn't a good fucking way for people to compete in these terrible conditions. That's not the thing. Isn't, yo, how good are you at throwing something when it's all wet around? It's like, how good are you at throwing discus? How good are you at 400 meter hurdles just on a regular track? But yeah, just you feel for the athletes.
Oh yeah. Bit. I mean, you train for 4 years and then it's just a one moment and you're like in a monsoon and you're like, well, you're like, let's just add some extra conditions to the biggest moment of my entire life.
Well, why can't you just delay this? Because it feels like this isn't the right environment. Oh, look, we can't go over time. We don't really have all the we're not built for that.
I feel sad because I haven't watched one piece of Olympics at all, and I do enjoy watching it, and two of my friends are on the women's beach team.
Oh, dope.
And like, I would have loved to have seen the gymnastics, the basketball. I like the swimming. Yeah, I feel sad I haven't participated in watching any of it.
Well, it's also the time difference too, and like I don't like watch traditional TV like I used to. Maybe when I'm like,
either.
Yo, put on NBC, like there's gonna be Olympics on. It's like, oh, let me open the NBC app,
live
sports
app
or Peacock to then find what's live and then like filter by event. I'm like, I don't know. Can you just play me something?
Yeah, I don't have cable because I'm so young and millennial.
Because I'm so young and like I'm principled. I don't even ask my parents for their login. Like, it's
yeah,
really cool.
No, I do, but I still don't have it.
Blair, thank you so much for joining me to talk trends.
Miles, to have me on your freaking podcast? What a gift. Thank you, man. I enjoyed myself these last few days, and I look forward to the next time I get to see you all in the Zeitgeist family again.
Oh, fantastic. And also, remember, September 16th, you're going to be at where in New York City?
The Bell House. What incredible memory. Thank you.
There
yeah,
it is.
Get tickets. Let's sell it out, Zeit Gang.
I know, because it's the day after my birthday. So, like, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Maybe I'll
happy
go for
birthday.
My birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't wish me happy birthday before your show, you're fucking never coming back. No, but for real, that's true. You have to wish me happy birthday. You're never coming back.
I will. Please. I will. That's
my ego's
a promise.
Too fragile. And then also, I'm going to tell people that you're an Olympian when I get the text. I'm like, this is my friend. She's an Olympian. It's like, don't worry
She's
about it.
She's not an Olympian. Blair.
I'm
She's
not
definitely not.
Okay. Well, they don't need to know that. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. Heck, you might even catch Blair tomorrow for a full episode of the regular show. Until then, please be safe. Please wear a mask. Please get vaccinated. Please, you know, push back against discrimination, white supremacy, homophobia, misogyny, whatever that is. But don't just be around and stand around and do nothing. Let people know that you're not with that shit. Until next time, please take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.